Birkenhead takes on Liverpool. It's boxing's Battle of the Mersey.
You weren't cheating then, were you? You weren't looking at these questions.
Oh, no. I left out on the table, were you?
Was you distracting me, Tone?
I was looking at you.
Because I'm half asleep.
I'm not that.
You were distracting me, mate.
Can't do two things at the same time.
About a month, man.
You've had some sort of sleeping issue for about a month now, haven't you, Masha?
It's like the comedown after the fight, after winning that title. It's like exhausted him.
He's permanently in bed.
He's just mentally drained.
Well, do you know what? I was in bed last night at 11:30 and I just... Do you know what? I haven't stopped though, Steve. Stacey texted me then yesterday and said about going to a school, and every day, even before, since after the fight, the day after the fight, I was at the Tammy Rovers presentation. Yeah. That was the Sunday. And then Monday, I've just been here, there, everywhere. Then I went on holiday, week on holiday. The day I got back from holiday and playing football, been up to Wembley. I just haven't stopped, literally.
It's hard.
I've been looking after my dogs as well. So
life of a champion, don't knock it, lad. You'll miss it when it's gone.
I literally haven't stopped, mate. It was only yesterday that I got my first lie-in. And then obviously I was dreaming of a lie-in.
Enjoy it while it's here.
I am, mate, of course. No complaints.
So you do school visits, do you, now? I'll have to put you in.
No.
No, you let that one slip. Right, let's get going.
Course.
Battle of the Mersey. Dodd 9, Dodson 11. In recent weeks, it's been a little bit one-sided, slightly shambolic from the
I'll put it down to he's had a lot on his plate with the fight, so let's hope he can.
I'm a bit tired this morning, but, you know, oh well.
Let's see if we can make amends. Obviously, what do we want to say to start it off?
Mugs away.
Hey.
Right, who is Paul Smith? Who is Paul Smith set to fight for the WBA super middleweight title next month?
This was announced
just a couple of days ago. Paul Smith is going to fight for the WBA super middleweight title next month. And who is he going to fight?
Super middleweight.
The surname begins with a Z. Can you go for anything there? Any names spring to mind? Zed. If you can get one of the names, I'll give it you.
Zachlin.
No.
What was he doing?
Well, you don't get any points for it, but...
No, I can't pronounce it.
Okay, what's his first name?
I don't know. I just can't pronounce it. Who
is it then?
Tyron Zuga.
That's it.
Tyron Zuga.
It's been all over Twitter the last couple of days, and I've seen it a few times.
Done well last night to get that title
right,
shot.
Yet. Listen, take it with open arms, mate. He's proved he belongs at that level. So, you know, why not?
Right, okay. Question to Tony Dodson. Who did Sam Eggington beat to land a European title this weekend?
Kiko Martinez.
Sorry, what did you say?
Is it Kiko Martinez? No, where was it? No, wait.
What a headshot!
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, good answer that. Well,
I was out thinking Paulie Malignaggi.
Yeah, that's his nickname, Kiko, isn't it? It's Seferino Rodriguez. Did you say Rodriguez or
Kiko Martinez?
Did you say Martinez?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You got that wrong, sorry.
Yeah, you got it wrong, dude. It's
Rodriguez.
Given
that. Oh, I got it wrong.
Yeah,
oh,
Natter. No.
He's a nutter, as a simple.
Do you like that one?
I like that one, yeah. He's a nutter.
He's a nutter. Right, who is this mystery voice? Sean Masher Dodd. Who is this talking?
Do you know, it was really much more personal than I thought it would be.
Giveaway. The very end of that, I think, is a giveaway. Where do you think this lady's from?
Australia.
It was really much more personal than I thought it would be.
Kylie Minogue.
It's an incredible
is that right?
Satisfaction.
Yeah. I was going to say Danny Minogue. Was yeah.
Kylie.
Oh, we had a little jig.
Yes.
Right, a mystery voice for Tony Dodson.
It was some of the most open and powerful conversations we'd ever had.
Do you want to hear it again?
It was some of the most open and powerful conversations we'd ever had.
I have a clue.
Okay. Okay, so its surname is a name that's very popular in Liverpool.
I know.
Yeah? Do you want to hear it once more?
It was some of the most open and powerful conversations we'd ever had.
What's that, a golfing action? You're trying to give him a clue about something.
I'm the tides open.
It's not Tiger Woods, but go on.
Oh, did you say Tiger Woods?
Yeah, but it's not.
Is a nutter.
Yeah, he's a nutter.
The American accent.
Well, is Woods a popular name in Liverpool? I suppose it's not. But
not really.
What do you think it is? Okay, I'll give you another clue. If one of you dives in first, you can have it. The surname is the same as one of the names we've already mentioned in a previous question. Come on. What's one of the most popular?
Yeah, Gerard.
That's another popular name, Zuga.
What's the most popular name in Liverpool?
Tyrone.
Smigger. Smigger. So who do you think it is?
It was some of the most open and powerful.
We don't know. Pass it on, Steve. You're going to give me the answer and I go.
Independence Day.
And I'm calling him back. Will Smith. I got him first.
God, no, you're not having anything. You're not having anything. Right, which TV duo? Here we go, Mash. If you'll have watched this. Which TV duo?
And Deck.
I didn't even need the question.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm on fire.
The question was, which TV duo won another BAFTA this week for Best Entertainment Programme? It was Ant and Dec.
I should get two for that.
Right, there we go. You have to get this, otherwise okay, he actually takes a point. Great. Which TV show won Best Soap at the BAFTAs this week? Which TV soap?
Coronation Street.
Don't guess straight away. Just have a little dabble.
Yeah, already.
Which TV soaps do you like?
I like Connie. I think it's better than bloody Emmerdale. Emmerdale probably won it. Emmerdale.
What's your answer?
Brookside.
I don't want a variety of answers. I just want one answer. What is it?
Emmerdale.
Did you say he's changed it now.
Did you say Corrie or Emmerdale?
Emmerdale. Go on.
No, did you say Corrie?
He said Corrie.
Corrie. You said Corrie.
I like Corrie.
Okay. So you're saying Corrie?
Yeah.
I thought you don't like Corrie.
I don't like Corrie.
He's a nutter.
Yeah, boy.
Who won it?
Me.
Emmerdale. I like
you giving him the opportunity.
No, I like Corrie better than Emmerdale. Emmerdale's shocking. It's terrible.
Do you watch any of them?
No. What are the soaps now? It used to
just
be
just EastEnders.
A Home Away.
No, Hollyoaks is still on.
That's shocking as well. But not even that's on the eight.
I don't watch none of them, you know. There's too much drama in the world anyway to watch them.
Look, it's the worst acting ever.
Too much drama in your life.
It is, you know.
It's not real, you know.
Yeah, but you have a day and then you put them on and it's like, again, and it's like, any need.
You've actually won one.
That is Masher 10.
Oh, yes.
Dodson 11. Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Radio City Talk.